Patches Explores Pagosa Springs, A Guide Dog's Mountain Adventure. Author, Gail Oxford. Illustrator, Ilya Fortuna. Audio recorded by Tommy Gibbons. I'm Patches. I'm not just any dog. I'm Sam's dog. And that makes me special. Sam can't see, but he doesn't need to. He has me. I'm his guide dog and best friend. I graduated top of my class from guide dog school, and we're sniffing out a new adventure. We're off to explore Pagosa Springs, a small mountain town in Colorado. Sam's dad, Tom, pointed toward a mountain. Sam's mom, Teresa, exclaimed, "That's Chimney Rock!" Sam chimed in, "A sacred Ute ceremonial site." I looked out the window, puzzled. Just a big pile of rocks to me. We stopped at a red light. I sat patiently, ears twitching. Then, green. Sam's dad parked our Jeep. Time to stretch. Teresa read a sign aloud. Chow down. I perked up. A dog store for me? I wagged my furry tail and guided Sam inside. Sam relies on me to see, and he uses his senses of hearing, smell, taste, and touch. The smells were amazing. Pumpkin, sausage, peanut butter. A kind voice asked, "Would your pup like a treat?" Sam replied, "Sure, if I can try one too." He popped a dog treat into his mouth. Mmm, sweet and pumpkin-y. My turn. Renee, the manager, handed me one. The flavors exploded in my mouth. We rounded the corner to my favorite section, the toys. Sam used his senses to explore them. Squeaks, crinkles, so many sounds. He found a soft, squeaky, furry squirrel and held it to my nose. Perfect. I licked his hand in thanks. I led Sam to the counter, and Renee helped us. Sam used his iBill reader to pay and thanked Renee. I offered her my best polite paw shake. Teamwork. Back in our Jeep, Sam and I stuck our heads out the windows. The mountain air was cool and crisp, filled with wonderful scents. I saw restaurants, pine trees, and even a blue and white hospital sign, which I recognized from training. I spotted a beautiful swan in the middle of a lake, so elegant. We later found out this was known as the Pagosa Springs Swan. Suddenly, everyone wrinkled and covered their noses. I covered my nose with my paw. My family shouted, "Phew! What is that smell?" Sam laughed and said, "It smells like rotten eggs. It must be from the minerals and sulfur." Tom shouted, "Welcome to Pagosa Springs!" Everyone burst into laughter and I yipped in agreement. Sam loves facts as much as I love getting belly rubs. He shared a fun fact. The Southern Ute culture named this place Pagosa, which means stinky or healing water. I like the second version best. As Sam's dad drove, we heard the rumble of the bridge's rustic metal and the river's music, splash, gurgle, rush. We arrived at our hotel. It was nestled beside the flowing San Juan River, home to the deepest geothermal hot spring. My family changed into swimsuits and cozy robes and headed to the hot pools. Sam gripped my harness tightly. I sensed he was nervous. I walked slowly and carefully to steady him along the wet, slick walkways to ensure he wouldn't slip. Sam tapped his cane rapidly on the cement. We made our way to the toasty water. Steam curled around him like a warm hug. I flopped onto the stone beside the pool and kept watch. My heart full. My boy was safe. The next day, we took off to practice our skills without Sam's parents. I led Sam across the bridge as the San Juan River rushed over the smooth rocks. Sam and I inhaled the musty scent of the river mingled with the minerals from the hot springs. We heard the rumble of the traffic and felt the warm sun on our faces. As we approached the intersection, Sam felt the metal pole to push, the crossing button. The white pedestrian light lit up, and we heard the chiming voice, "Walk, walk." I looked for cars, left, right, left, to ensure all traffic was stopped, then guided Sam safely across the street. We walked towards Goodman's, a store that has been in Pagosa Springs since 1899. I could smell the leather. I gazed in the windows and saw everything from sturdy shoes, sparkling jewelry, and stylish cowboy boots. Sniff, sniff. We followed our noses like bloodhounds to the Rose Restaurant. We caught the scent of crispy bacon and freshly brewed coffee. I carefully led Sam to the door. He felt for the handle, pulled, and the door creaked open. I guided Sam to a wooden table. Sam ordered a scrumptious breakfast and sneakily shared some bacon with me beneath the table. He expertly got out his folded money to pay the bill. He cheerfully said, "Thank you for the delicious food and great service." We strolled down the bustling sidewalk. Sam's cane tapped a rhythm while I guided his steps. We passed the Liberty Theater and many colorful shops. Sam pulled my harness to stop. We smelled a floral scent mixed with ink and paper. The owner, Melissa, was outside, watering her beautiful flower baskets. "Hi there," she greeted us with a warm smile. Sam replied with a cheerful, "Hello," and asked, "Is this a bookstore that I smell?" "Yes, it is my store, Bookends," Melissa replied.
"Do you have any books in Braille?" Sam questioned.
"No, but I have audiobooks that you may like." We walked into the charming bookstore. Melissa helped Sam select his favorite, a mystery audiobook. He paid with his iBill reader and thanked Melissa with a sunny smile. I thanked her with a heartfelt paw shake. As we rounded the corner, I saw Tennyson Park, full of huge sculptures and spinning wind art.
Sam was excited to feel the different textures of the larger-than-life art pieces, stone, metal, and wood, and listened to the whimsical wind art dance in the breeze. I stayed close to his side, making sure he was safe. We headed back to the hotel and heard, "Are you both ready to hike Treasure Falls?" Sam's dad was behind us. I barked, tail wagging wildly. "Trees, trails, dirt!" We drove up a winding mountain road, windows down, scents zooming into our noses like fireworks. Teresa gasped, "Tom, look at that waterfall. It's gorgeous!" Sam couldn't see it, but he could feel the moisture on his face. I felt it too as it stuck to my fur. Up the trail we went. Sam gripped my harness and tapped his cane to feel the edges of the path. I made sure he stayed safe, steering him around the roots and slippery stones. The forest floor was soft beneath my paws. The smell of pine was thick. Birds chirped above, and the sound of flowing water grew louder. Suddenly, we were greeted by the roaring falls. We made it safely to the top. Whoosh! Treasure Falls cascaded down the rocks, spraying us with a fine mist. Sam lifted his hands, laughing. I yipped and jumped, trying to catch drops with my tongue. This moment was pure magic. Next, Sam's dad drove even higher, winding up Wolf Creek Pass and to the Continental Divide. He pulled the car over, and we clambered out, snapped a photo, and then zipped off to Big Meadows Lake. Big Meadows Lake was calm and beautiful, surrounded by aspens and pines. We found a perfect spot for our picnic and enjoyed the cool breeze, listened to the water lapping at the shore, and watched the colorful trout swim through the crystal clear water. After a busy day, we returned to the hot springs to unwind. Sam loves to feel the warm water ripple over his body, and I like to soak up the warm water that spills on the cement. Still, I don't like the smell. The next morning, I nudged Sam with my cold, wet nose. He laughed, sat up fast, and got ready. He quickly put my harness on. "Patches, today we are going on our first fishing trip!" Sam yelled with joy. I wagged my tail so hard, I knocked over my bowl. Sawyer, Sam's fishing guide, rapped on our door and greeted us with a grin. "Hello, Sam and Patches. Are you ready to catch some trout?" We couldn't get out of the room fast enough and headed down the path to the San Juan River. Sam removed my harness, signaling it was playtime. I leaped into the crisp, cold mountain water, splashing joyfully everywhere. Several boys in tubes and rafts floated by. "Caught anything yet?" they hollered. "Not yet," Sam replied, casting his line just like Sawyer taught him. Suddenly, a big, beautiful trout leaped in the air, opened its mouth, and snagged the fly on Sam's line. Sam quickly reeled the fish in, and my heart was racing. You would think I'd caught the trout. I watched intently and licked my lips. Sawyer carefully removed the hook. Sam marveled at the feel of the slippery skin and rough scales before gently releasing the trout into the river. I licked Sam's hands, hoping to taste the fish. I patiently watched Sam catch a few more fish, but to my disappointment, he released all of them. He thanked Sawyer for being such a wonderful guide. Our first fishing trip was a huge success, and we were both overjoyed. Our last day in Pagosa Springs arrived, and we felt a pang of sadness as we walked to the Jeep. Suddenly, a loud whooshing sound filled our ears. I stopped and looked up. Ears perked. Sam turned, following my lead as I gently guided us toward the source of the sound. And there they were, bright, colorful, hot air balloons floating upward, catching the morning light. It was like the sky was throwing one last celebration just for us. The scent of the propane tickled my nose, warm and strange, and I could feel the rush of hot air as one balloon inflated nearby. Then a voice called out to Sam,
"Would you and your guide dog like to take a ride in my balloon?"
Sam's face lit up. "Would I ever?" Sam's parents nodded in approval, and together we climbed into the big wicker basket. I braced myself as the ground slipped away beneath us. Up, up, and up, we rose into the sky. Together, Sam and I soared high into the sky, our hearts full. This was a perfect ending to our trip. My job is to guide and protect Sam, and today, I fulfilled my purpose. I'm not just a dog. I'm Sam's guide dog, and that means the world to me.